And of course I do this with Mon and Aaron. And today we have an extra person, and his name is Brandon Peel. He's a magician and a mentalist, and we're panicking in studio because he wants to read our minds. So let me give you your platform, Brandon. Please do what you need to do, because now I'm scared of you, and stop looking at me.
No need to stress too much about that, but I want to try something like with our minds, and something like I said with mentalism. It's a lot of predictions of the future and free choices, and also kind of creating the illusion of free will. And I know I'm kind of speaking cryptically right now.
Hectic.
I know, right? So let me just give you an example of kind of what I want to do, right? So now we all have phones, right? Do you guys, you folks have your, I see you have your phones on the tables here as well. Do any of you have a bit of data on your phones as well?
Uh-oh. Or is that gang data?
You have a little bit of. But yeah, we might need that in a second, cool. If that's okay. Sorry, I didn't actually mention that off air.
That's
but
okay.
Yeah. So Aaron, I think you said you were keen to try this. You were brave enough to step up to the plate. And now I also have my phone here. All right. Now because I'm a professional magician, I don't have data. All right. But. No, I'm just kidding around. But I do have, most of us on our phones, we have notes. You know notes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that little symbol that says, ooh. Yeah. And what do you usually use your notes for? You know, maybe shopping lists?
Notes,
and, yeah.
Groceries.
Lyrics.
Or,
yeah.
I write poetry in my notes.
Okay, yeah. So we use it for different things. I use my notes in very weird ways, or different ways, should I say. Not too weird. Don't stress. But I listed out, actually, a bunch of different celebrities, all right? Now, most of these are, I like to think, quite well-known. Now, if we do pick a celebrity that we don't know, then we'll kind of change it, if that makes sense, right?
Okay.
Which I was doing this not so long ago for some, like, I think high school students, and they selected David Beckham, and they didn't know who David Beckham was, and that just blew my mind, because sure. In my head, he's
serious?
Like,
that's
yeah, no, I'm serious. But anyway, let's not digress on that too much. If we don't know them, it's fine, we'll change it out. But basically, on my notes, I've literally numbered the celebrities from 1 to 100, and right next to each number there's a name of the celebrity. So Aaron, I would like you, obviously we have not set up or prearranged anything, right?
Nothing.
They have, they're lying. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
Mon, you were here.
Yeah, no, but seriously, there's
no, we've been watching, but seriously,
there's no setup or collusion.
No, it's true.
Seriously, no setup or collusion in any of my shows. This isn't a governmental election, all right?
Coming with the fire.
No, I'm just kidding around. But give me, though, Aaron, into the microphone as well so everyone can hear. Just give me a number between 1 and 100, any number you like.
17.
17, that's 1-7, right? So what I'm going to do is go on my phone. We're going to go to notes, all right? And you're just verifying here. In fact, verify, press on notes.
Okay, there we go. I've clicked
and
on notes.
The top one says celebrities, right?
Yes.
So
I'm
press
on celebrities.
Yes, and scroll down. You said the number 17, yes?
Yes.
Scroll, just scroll down and just take a look at 17. And just with a yes or no, do you know the celebrity or group of people or whatever?
Most certainly.
Okay, so you're happy with it?
I do.
Okay, now just so the viewers here, or sorry, the listeners also know, Monique, maybe you can check that out. Make sure all the other numbers are different, right? Verify, scroll down as well.
Okay, they're all different.
There's
lots of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, so genuinely, if you said, like, for example, 57... it would be like Justin Timberlake.
Okay, like, towards the camera so that we see it.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
We don't trust you, Aaron and Mon.
Am I supposed to tell you what the celebrity
just
is?
Just remember it for now. Remember it for now. Well, you will be mentioning in a second. If you said, 69 for some reason, which you could have gone for, that would have been Britney Spears, all right?
Nice, okay.
Which is fitting, all right? And... okay, but you can see genuinely all that different. There's no possible way I could have known you would have said that number.
Yes.
And what celebrity did you land up on?
Drake.
Drake?
Yep.
Okay, so we all know Drake, right?
Yes, we all know Drake.
So you would recognize a picture of Drake?
Most certainly.
But genuinely, you could have said any number. Could have been any celebrity, right?
Yes.
Now, what if I told you that last night on my Instagram, I actually posted a photo of your celeb?
No.
Go
There's
ahead.
No way.
Take your phone and the
no
listeners at home as well. If you want to go to Instagram, and I want you to go. My handle is at Brendon Peel Magic. That's BrendonPeelMagic. At Brendon Peel Magic on Instagram.
Okay.
go ahead, and it's the first post or my latest post on Instagram.
What do you see? What do you see?
I see Drizzy Drake himself posted last night, 8 hours ago, and all of the caption says is Drake. That's it.
Well, actually, open the caption a little bit more.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you, 5M, for having me on. Follow for more mind-blowing magic. Yes, that's amazing.
What?
Oh, thank you. Genuinely, Drake, by the way.
Thank you so much. That is epic. Listen, we have to let you go. You've been so awesome. Tell us, how do we get a hold of you? What shows are you doing? Where can we watch you?
Yeah, well, basically, that is my handle there at Brendan Peele Magic on all the kind of social platforms. So go follow me. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, you know, Twitter, etc. And I have a few shows coming up. I will be at the National Arts Festival starting next week.
Nice.
And then on the 22nd to the 24th of July, I'm at the Windmill Casino in Bloemfontein. 28th and 29th of July, I'm at the Centurion Theatre. And then after that, there's a whole bunch of other stuff. Stay tuned on social media for more shows. And yeah, thanks so much for having me, guys. It's been a real awesome Saturday morning here with all of you.
Oh, man, from the Five Nation and from the team here, we love you. We appreciate you. And you're super awesome. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.